This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm dating myself to tell this story, and some of you won't even know the TV show I'm talking about. I'm talking about a television show to begin with. How many of you remember it called Taxi? Danny DeVito, oh, there are people that you're older than I thought you were. I didn't think anybody would remember that TV show. Well, he played the part of the manager of a cab company, and this program developed around all these interesting, weird characters that were taxi drivers in this TV show. One of the favorite sight gags that I've ever seen out of that show was seeing his mother, and by the way, the character who played his mother on the show was his real mother, and she was shorter than he was. And she was in her 80s, and she was an actress portraying the part of his mother, and she would have a cigarette in her mouth every time she was on camera. I don't know if you've ever seen people do this, who have a cigarette at the end of their mouth, and they're talking, and it's going like this, you know, while they're talking, just flipping up and down. And that was the character of Danny DeVito's mother. And the time came when Danny DeVito, she was living with Danny, and he said, "Mom, I can't take it anymore. You got to leave." He kicks his 80-year-old mother out of the house, and she's standing at the door of his apartment with this huge suitcase that's bigger than she is. And she's got the suitcase in her right hand, and she's standing at the door of his apartment ready to leave. And Danny DeVito looks at her, and I thought, well, he's going to change his mind and say, "Mom, I'm sorry, you can stay." And he says, "Mom, you know that's your bad arm." And he took the suitcase out of the right hand, and he took it over and put it under her left hand and said, "There you go, now you can leave." And he opens the door, and the last camera shot is his mother in her 80s just walking down the hallway into the sunset with her big suitcase. You say, where is this going with your message today? I have no idea. No, I do, I do. I do have an idea. It does relate, believe it or not. Jesus today talks in the Gospel of Mark about religious people, very deeply religious people, the Pharisees and the scribes, who were so religious that everybody knew about their religion. Have you ever known a religious person who advertised their religious stuff so much that, you know, that's all they talked about, was how spiritual and how religious they were? That's what the Pharisees did. They were very proud of their religion and very proud of their spiritual level. And they had come to a place where they had traditions that outweighed the Bible, the Old Testament law. And their traditions had more weight and more power than the law itself. And Jesus used an example where he said, "You Pharisees will not support your parents financially because you tell your parents, 'I have set a word over my money.'" It's called the word Corban, C-O-R-B-A-N. "And if I say the word Corban over my money," I put my hands over it and say Corban, "that means it's dedicated to God. Therefore, I don't have to give my parents money to help support them." And remember, there was no Social Security, there was no Medicare, no Medicaid. Parents were totally dependent upon their children to support them. Total support. And so if your children didn't support you, you were destitute. And there were people that actually would use the tradition, Jesus said, to nullify one of the commandments of the Ten Commandments that says, "Honor your father and mother." And that's why we're talking about it. It's just one of the issues, one of three we're going to talk about today. Mark 7 is the chapter. Our series is called What Jesus Did, He Does. Verse 1 says, "The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.